Rashi is the soul of intellectual honesty, beyond anything seen, certainly in the Western world. We live in a time of where ideas and even sometimes whole works are plagiarized, where people take credit for, you know, what in effect are lucky guesses, for mistakes, and the mistake turns out right. Rashi, whenever he doesn't know something, so Rashi writes it down in the commentary. Rashi says, this word, he says, lo yodati pirusho, I don't know what the word means. Now imagine, if I'm writing a commentary, and I don't know what the word means, so I would skip the word, I would erase the word, I would talk around it. Rashi wants to be honest. Rashi knows that the student is going to be bothered. Now, what does that word mean? You look it up in Rashi, and Rashi won't say anything, so the student will feel, well, the word must be so simple. I'm supposed, Rashi wanted to say, no, that's a hard word. Or this is a difficult piece of the Talmud, I don't have it even either. It doesn't work out correctly, I don't know what to say. Anochi lo yodati, but I don't know what it means. I'm always touched by the fact that generations later there are young men who come up, and where Rashi said he didn't know what it meant, they come and tell you what it means without a moment's hesitation. That, you know, this is, you know, that's it. So I always tell them, I'll give you Rashi's address and, you know, mail it in to him. Well, Rashi said he doesn't know. That means, you know, there's a landmine there. Watch it. Rashi's love of people, especially the Jewish people, his love of humanity generally, his good nature just shines forth. There isn't a bad word in all the commentary. There isn't a denigrating word. When I discussed Maimonides with you, so also the great eagle, the great man of the Jewish people. But Maimonides had certain prejudices, and if you read his books, you see them. He is not embarrassed to tell you his opinion about certain things. You don't find a cross word in Rashi about anything, about anybody. It's just so soft and gentle. It's like a dew that falls upon you. As though the world, and look at the world that he lived in, the world of the First Crusade. A world of violence and murder and death and hatred and pillage. He writes as though he's sitting in the middle of paradise. Only good. In God's world, there's only good. Rashi also has such human qualities to him. He's almost ingenious in his commentary. Rashi says many times, V'libi omer li, my heart tells me that this is the answer. I can't prove it to you logically, he says. I have no support for it. My heart tells me. And Rashi is really heart to heart. If his heart tells it to you, then that's the way it is. One of the great Rashis that everyone comments upon, but it's just something of inordinate beauty. Rashi in the Chumash, which I'm going to discuss in a moment, his commentary to Chumash, his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, said that Rashi's commentary to the Talmud, he said, could be duplicated. I could duplicate it. My brother, the Rashbam, could duplicate it. We could have written it. But his commentary to Chumash, he said, nobody could have written it. So Rashi in his commentary to Chumash describes the garments of the high priest of Israel in Parshas Tetzaveh and the Chumash Shmos. So Moshe describes to Bezalel the garments that should be manufactured. One of the garments was the ephod. The ephod was a tunic apron type of garment. And since we don't have pictures of it,